Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update and the start of Volume 5 for SNU. Volume 1, number 1, began in 2002 with an interview with Dr. Michael Colgan. Since then, we have completed 44 interviews with some really outstanding special guests. This edition of SNU is our 45th production, and Tracy and I look forward to many more years of producing SNU. Knowledge is essential for personal growth and development, and is incredibly important in the fitness, health, and healing profession. Our subscription base is growing larger day by day as increasing numbers of people from every walk of life discover how to get the most up-to-date information on sports nutrition, health, and fitness in audio format. Each past edition of SNU is available to buy independently, as well as each volume, including volumes 1 through 4, each of which includes 12 editions. As you know, SNU is a very unique form of education that specializes in sports nutrition. In fact, there is nothing quite like it anywhere else. I would like to thank Len Osanek, our studio manager, for helping with the sound and recording technology. I would also like to thank Randy Ellis, who looks after the printing, design, and distribution. And finally, I'd like to thank those of you who have invested in the Institute, and for those of you who might be interested, we do provide the opportunity to invest and purchase shares in our corporation. In this month's editorial, I'd like to look at an emerging topic of vast importance, one that affects everyone everywhere. I'm referring to inflammation, and in particular, a newer, less familiar form of inflammation that is now recognized as a major cause of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Ever wonder why so many gym members suffer with chronic joint pain, prolonged muscle soreness, or sports injuries that never seem to heal? Part of the answer lies in the fact that exercise and sport, practice or played with any degree of intensity, actually causes inflammation. When muscle fibers are strained by intense repetitive contraction and oxygen is consumed at high levels, tiny myofibrils located inside individual muscle fibers are traumatized and damaged by superoxide free radicals, hydroxyl peroxides, hydroxyl radicals, and ammonia. The shoulder, knee, and lower back are all susceptible to overuse and heavy load as they are seldom stabilized by training all the links that support them. Benching and overhead pressing often lead to shoulder problems related to rotator cuff impingement. Impact injuries in sport can cause bruising and vascular damage. When such injuries are severe, connective tissue, ligaments, and tendons often rip and tear. A limited amount of low-level inflammation caused by exercise is to be expected. It's a natural byproduct of training that a healthy body is designed by nature to remedy. However, a diet high in the omega-6 pro-inflammatory fat arachidonic acid and low in the omega-3 anti-inflammatory fats alpha-linolenic and eicosapentaenoic acid impedes the body's ability to counter and control inflammation. Arachidonic acid is concentrated in cow's milk, egg yolks, and red meat. Alpha-linolenic acid has been identified in flax, hemp, soy, walnut, pumpkin, canola, and certain green plants. And eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, is concentrated in wild fish, seafood, and wild game meat. But there is much more to this story. Much more than just balancing these two fatty acids and watching what you eat. There are two forms of inflammation. The first is known as classical inflammation. This form consists of a dynamic complex of reactions that occur in the affected blood vessels and adjacent tissues in response to an injury or abnormal stimulation. The injury or abnormal stimulation is typically caused by a physical, chemical, or biological agent. The cardinal signs of inflammation include redness, heat, swelling, pain, and loss of function. I hurt is what you get in your mind. All of these signs may be present, but by definition, no one of them is necessarily always present. Now, the second less obvious form is called silent inflammation. This is different from classical inflammation is that it is below the threshold of perceived pain. As a result, no conscious action is taken to stop or deal with it, so it lingers on inside the body for decades, causing damage to vital organs like the brain and the heart, the kidneys, and the liver. Silent inflammation has more to do with nutrition than training, although workout frequency and intensity of your game play important roles. Can you pinch an inch? As the glycemic load of the diet increases, more insulin is secreted. Now, the glycemic load is the overall impact of a meal of the total diet, reflective of how much carbohydrates flow into the body and then elevate insulin. So you elevate insulin when you bring in a lot of glucose, glucose being the byproduct, the reduction product of carbohydrates, such as bread, bagels, pasta, and so forth. The consequence is activation of the enzyme that produces arachidonic acid. So you flood the body with a bunch of carbohydrates, you elevate insulin, and guess what happens? You activate the enzyme that produces arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid is pro-inflammatory. Insulin promotes the storage of body fat, and guess where excess arachidonic acid is stored? Hello, bingo, in excess body fat. As the level of arachidonic acid increases in fat cells, more inflammatory mediators are produced. So inflammation, the silent type, is steadily working inside your body as you're gaining body fat. And this is what leads to disease, namely cardiac disease and diabetes and autoimmune conditions. The end result is an increase in systemic inflammation that originally began as silent inflammation forming in adipose tissue. Thus, the current obesity epidemic is in reality an epidemic of silent inflammation. Acute inflammation has a rapid onset and becomes severe relatively quickly, like when you bang into the boards playing hockey, there's going to be an inflammatory response from the impact injury. It's going to be quickly realized, and you're going to feel the pain. Symptoms usually manifest for only a few days, but may persist for as long as 1 to 3 weeks. Depends how strong your immune system is and how severe the injury was. Chronic inflammation may begin with a relatively rapid onset or a slow, insidious, and even unnoticed manner. This is the kind that goes on and on and on over time. It can persist for several weeks, months, or even years, and often has an indefinite termination. There's a lot of people walking around in a chronic inflamed state and take all kinds of medication which destroys their immune system and leads them faster to a terminal end. Chronic inflammation results when the cause of the inflammation continues to persist and the host lacks the biological and immunological resources to overcome the offensive nature of the injurious agent. And when I say biological and immunological, this is where nutrition comes in. If you eat junk and do not have adequate resources to reinforce and make your immune system powerful and strong, you are more susceptible to remaining in a chronic inflamed state, which could have started by an injury years ago. And I can't tell you how many times I've run into people who have told me about this chronic injury inside their body. they say, oh, I was in a car accident, I hurt my neck. And so 20 years later, they're still complaining about their neck and their back and their spine and their knees and their, you name it. Or hockey injuries or soccer injuries that occurred decades ago. And they still talk about this nagging pain from this injury. Hey, hello, your body is weak, buddy. Your body is not doing its job. Your body should have healed that injury a long time ago. Why not? Look at the diet. Look how acidic your diet is. How much water do you drink? The solution to pollution is dilution. Are you diluting waste and toxins, or do you let them retain and cause damage and infect the body? Classical inflammation, getting back to that, is a protective, nonspecific, and inherently necessary biological defense mechanism, especially in sports injuries where the cause is not normally associated with a defective immune function, autoimmune disorder, or disease conditions such as arthritis, bronchitis, or dermatitis. Inflammation is often painful, and thus it is tempting to use drugs that provide immediate relief. Hey, we can all relate to that. You ever been really, really injured? And we know what pain is all about, so thank God that we've got emergency medical aid and drugs that reduce that pain. But the key is, don't stay on those drugs indefinitely, because they will destroy you. That's why they're prescribed. They're highly toxic. Now, this inflammatory process is a critical step in healing and sets up the stage for repair and restoration. This is why covering up the pain with drugs is not recommended. We all know these people that take, say, arthritis medication, and basically they never get better. They're perfect customers for the medical business. Acute pain, short term, yes, take the drugs. But long term use of aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, COX-2 inhibitors, and corticosteroids, not a good idea. Not wise, not smart. Look for something else from nature. Instead, it's best to manage inflammation by increasing your intake of omega-3 fatty acids, improving insulin chemistry by avoiding refined carbohydrates, and keeping a sharp eye on your exercise technique. Because that's another big cause too. Improper technique in the gym will keep you inflamed forever. If you suffer with chronic inflammation anywhere in your body, examine your diet. The culprits are always almost the same. Wheat flour, peanuts, oxidized fats, sugar, cow's milk, pasteurized fruit juices, luncheon meats, commercial refined breakfast cereals, and ice cream. All inflammation is ultimately driven by a group of hormones called or known as eicosanoids. These hormones influence the production of prostaglandins that directly influence inflammation, and they can all be altered by dietary intervention. You are what you eat, but you are inflamed in relation to what you eat or do not eat. When's the last time you thought of that one? So, how do you know if you have silent inflammation? There are two clinical markers. We can actually test and see if inflammation is active in your body. The first is called high sensitivity C-reactive protein. The second measures the ratio of arachidonic acid, which I mentioned previously, to eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA. This AA standing for arachidonic acid, this AA-EPA ratio provides a reliable estimate of the balance between the precursors of pro-inflammatory eicosanoids derived from arachidonic acid and the anti-inflammatory eicosanoids derived from eicosapentaenoic acid. It is the balance of these eicosanoid precursors that determines the actual extent of silent inflammation in the body. So it's great. We got two tests. And if you suspect that you've got this silent inflammation going on in your body because you've got this nagging chronic injury, by all means, get these tests, go to your medical doctor, because we have to extract your blood and have a look at what's going on inside your red blood cells. Inflammation is something you shouldn't ignore. It is the seat of most chronic joint and soft tissue pain, but it is also the origin of many debilitating disease complexes not related to joints and sports injuries, including obesity, depression, heart disease, edema, which is water retention, cancer, diabetes, and fouled up insulin chemistry, which leads to syndrome X, and a whole circle of syndromes related. Low-grade inflammation often starts in the gut and small intestine, and because it goes on and on unresolved, it gradually permeates into the major cavities of the body. My guess is that many of us have some form of silent inflammation working away within us right now. So what to do? Start by increasing your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Remember that the original diet was at least 1-to-1, 1 omega-3 to 1 omega-6, and now, today, North Americans have 25 times omega-6 to omega-3, a total disproportionate imbalance that leads to chronic inflammation. It's so simple, so obvious, and so base. If you put in a ton of omega-6 fatty acids, you're going to create a lot of arachidonic acid, and you look at the diet and you see the omega-6 is dominating, hello, you switch it around, the inflammation goes away, and you feel no more pain. It's that simple, people. Choose sardines, prawns, mackerel, trout, bison, and salmon over pork, turkey, chicken, and beef. Why? Because pork, turkey, chicken, and beef have no omega-3 fatty acids in them. Only animals that eat green grass, which our domesticated animals don't eat anymore, like our cows don't eat green grass, and our chickens don't eat bugs and worms, and neither do our turkeys, and certainly our pigs don't eat real natural whole food with omega-3s. So if the animals don't eat any food with omega-3s, then their bodies will have no omega-3s, and the muscle that we eat when we eat them has no omega-3s in it. It's that simple. But if you get into fish from the sea, lakes, rivers, and streams, you're going to get wild animals that eat algae and grasses and other fish that have omega-3s in them, and so that's why omega-3s are in their bodies. Buy eggs laid by chickens that eat bugs and worms, or a diet to which flax seeds and vitamin E have been added. You just look at the label of the eggs, and it shows you right there on a panel, it tells you what they're feeding the chickens. So look for the ones that are being fed flax seeds, because flax seeds are the richest known source of alpha-linolenic acid, that parent fatty acid omega-3. Add 1-2 tablespoons of a fresh live sport oil dominated by omega-3 fatty acids to your pre- and post-workout protein shakes. This is what we do in our home. We're all getting 6 to 8 to 10 tablespoons a day of this omega-3-rich fatty acid matrix that's got, well, in our sport oil, we have flax and barrage, and we have the marine oils that come from the fish. So it's a wonderful blend of both EPA and DHA and omega-6 with a beautiful balance of at least 2 times more omega-3 to omega-6. And that's really what I recommend. Ideally, this oil should consist of any numbers of oils that are well known and established to have high amounts of omega-3s, things like flax, hemp, and pumpkin, and marine oils, including sardine, mackerel, and anchovy. At the same time now, there's the sins of omission and the sins of commission. We've got to do things that we're supposed to do, and we've got to stop doing the things that we shouldn't be doing. Okay, you got to do both. You just can't do the things that are good and still keep doing the things that are bad. At the same time, reduce, minimize, or eliminate your intake of fried food, including chips, taco chips and potato chips, things that are fried, full of trans fats and bad fats. French fries, meat, eggs, and bacon. If you fry these things, stop frying them, okay? Soft boil your or poach your eggs. Even microwave your bacon, that's better than frying, because there's no contact then with this hot skillet, which creates these compounds that are carcinogenic, these heterocyclic amines, for example. Avoid cow's milk. I can't tell you how important it is to stop drinking cow's milk. Just stop drinking it. You'd be amazed at the changes and the reduction in body fat, the clarity of mind that you have, and the reduced risk of diabetes. Wheat, stay away from wheat. Sugar, refined high glycemic carbohydrates such as cookies, donuts, bagels, toast, buns, Danish, all made with highly refined high glycemic carbohydrates. You eat this stuff, it jacks up insulin in your blood like you're jacking up your car when you're trying to change a spare tire. And as that insulin goes up, it promotes the formation of arachidonic acid. Invest in a juicer and drink fresh live fruit and vegetable juices. You'd be amazed at how wonderful drinking carrot and mixes of other vegetable juices, making juices for your protein shakes, how wonderful that can be to alkalize your body and your blood. Also, eat more raw vegetables and steamed greens such as spinach, broccoli, kale, and chard. And drink enough water, filtered water, to stay well hydrated. Choose raw walnuts or pumpkin seeds instead of peanuts. And, you know, we've just come out of the Christmas and we've all had access to raw nuts. Well, eat those things all year round instead of the roasted, salted, fried nuts. Those are the wrong kind. And don't buy nuts that are not in the shell, because there's a 99.999% chance that they're rancid, especially when they're being sold in a bulk bin. Okay? Buy nuts that are protected by their shell, because these nuts have volatile oils. And when exposed to oxygen as they're flooding out, they go rancid. We eat them. They're pro-inflammatory. You take a raw walnut inside of the cracked shell that you just cracked, and it will begin to oxidize rapidly. But when you eat it right out of the shell, it has had no time to go rancid. So now you're getting the health value from the essential fatty acids, and there are omega-3s in walnuts and pumpkin seeds. Use spelt whole rye or sprouted wheat for bread instead of just regular wheat bread. Go to your local health food store and ask about omega-3 dietary supplements. All inflammation can be altered or modified by what you eat, because inflammation is a biological response. And guess what? We're biological carbon units. We respond to the air, water, and food, and it's that simple. Expect positive changes in 1 to 3 weeks and life-saving benefits for the rest of your life. People, this is absolutely critical to understand, to get across to your clients, to your patients, to the people you know, your friends, your family that are walking around in this chronically inflamed state. It's relative to what they're eating, and it's relative to what they're not eating. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a power quote from author and public speaker Wayne Dyer. When you squeeze an orange, orange juice comes out, because that's what's inside. When you are squeezed, what comes out is what is inside.